Missouri Net News is presented by Amtrak Missouri River Runner. Now offering 20% off this winter. Visit Amtrak.com for more information or to book.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Bill Wise. A University of Missouri professor says she was not calling for violence during a confrontation with a student journalist. Elisa Nelson has more.
In an interview with ABC 17, Mizzou professor Melissa Click says her first priority was to protect students during anti-racism campus protests last fall. Click called for, quote, some muscle to block a student journalist's access to demonstrators.
It's really important to keep in mind that no one was hurt that day. And that my mistake was one of many that were likely made, and that if there had been campus police there, perhaps the situations that staff and faculty had to put themselves in to protect the students wouldn't have happened in the first place.
Click regrets her handling of the incident, but says the journalist she confronted never identified himself as a student or a journalist. The video clearly shows the student identifying himself as media. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
State lawmakers who don't like how University of Missouri leadership has responded to protests and dealt with Melissa Click have voted to eliminate its funding increase in the next budget.
A state budget subcommittee voted to reduce the 6% increase Governor Nixon proposed for the state's colleges and universities to 2% for all of them but the University of Missouri. It was to get a $26.8 million increase in the next state budget. Chairwoman Donna Lichtenegger says the elimination is because of how university leaders dealt with embattled Professor Melissa Click and how the Board of Curators responded to protesters interrupting its meeting last week.
When the curators immediately didn't do something about that problem, that was kind of like the last stroke for me.
More changes could be made to the higher education budget before it must be sent to the governor. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A 3-year-old Southeast Missouri boy who reportedly wandered away from home has been found dead. Highway Patrol Sergeant Clark Parrott says the body of Titus Grayson Tackett was discovered in a van about a mile from his home in Iron County.
Apparently, someone walked out of the home and observed the child in a van, flagged down a volunteer. And that's when the volunteer came over here to the command post, said we need officers. And we are interviewing, you know, we've got multiple interviews scheduled with about anybody that may have had anything to do or living with the child.
An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause of death. A maintenance worker has died after an accident at the Springfield City landfill. It's not clear at this time what killed 53-year-old John Choate, who was airlifted to the hospital around 11 a.m. yesterday. Springfield police are conducting an accident investigation. The Department of Environmental Services, which oversees the landfill, will complete an internal review of the incident. More news online at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.